A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. And this is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
On the Diaspora Forum this evening, we are talking about the involvement of Zimbabweans living outside the country in political issues.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about Zimbabweans living in various nations and their involvement in political matters back home.
Zimbabweans living in the diaspora are naturally part of the social, economic, and political fabric of the southern nation, of the Southern African nation, as they always interact with relatives and friends back home.
Their interaction has raised eyebrows in some sections of society, with accusations that they are fueling the economic and political crisis in Zimbabwe by supporting opposition political parties like the Movement for Democratic Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, which has been planning to stage nationwide protests in the country.
Some of them have dismissed these accusations, saying the government is failing to live up to expectations in a nation where the majority are living from hand to mouth.
So the big question is, are Zimbabweans living the diaspora causing havoc back home?
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 01-202-619-2077.
Yeah, kunjalo Jonga. Ngiyaphila
ndoda. Ngiyaphila mfowethu, banjani abantwana?
Ah, uyaphila. Mhm. Lamhla ugqoke smart.
Yeah, ngitshaye smart yam la.
Yeah. Mina ngila yitai.
Yeah, kodwa ungani ngumfundisi phela, utshayile sibili.
Yeah, you know what, yeah. When I saw you with a tie, what I wanted to do initially was to use my socks. Yeah. As a tie, but I discovered that I'm wearing very short socks.
Yeah, good job. Okay, don't you get up? Because I'm just putting on the inganiya photo kanan. So, okay, what is talking about today? So, last time, okay, school man going to Zimbabwe, abantu abatala emazweni achiene. Abatabuga Zimbabwe. Siawazi tabanya benu liawazi kuti kwenzagala nekaya. Kwenzagala kunenga kulu. Onyonga ngona ikono kuge ukuchengsele watu kusenziwa libanda, kumbe ngiti okwenziwa libanda le MTC elikokelwa umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. So siyakwazi bezita abantu bangene ke emgoqweni bechengsele bekhonona ngesimo SCB somnotho. Kodwa ke amapolice avimba sibili nkinki. Kube sikusubela abanye abantu abathi konke kono kuphela kuhlokozwa ngabantu abahlala emazweni. Abanjenge abantu abahlala eMelika kuzobuya abanye baseBritani, abanye base Australia, South Africa, Mozambique, ngapi ngapi, nxa udabuke eZimbabwe yacatshangela ukuthi ngohlokoza konke lokho. Kambe liyakuhlokoza lokho kumbe hatshi. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani sibili kunapha lapha elikhona endaweni ezijeneyo. Kunjalo ke futhi.
Ndi right, Gibson. Ndakasimba zvikuru. Nhasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya kuratidzira kuri kuitwa kuZimbabwe.
Handi yeah, kunjalo ke futhi.
Tichitarisa vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika. Tinonzwa kuti vari munyika. Zvikuru pamadande mutanda vanopomera mhosva vari kunze kwenyika kuti ndimi muri kukurudzira vanhu kuti vange vachipinda migwagwa vachiratidzira zvinopedzisira zvaida kuti vamwe varohwe waurawe nekukwadzwa nemapurisa kana nemauto mukuratidzira kunenge kuchiitwa asi imi mune muri kunze kwenyika hanzi mune mugere zvenyu yavanoti mucomfort zone muchingokurudzira vari kumusha kuti pindai migwagwa imi makahwanda kunyika dzamugere asi vari kunze vari kuti aiwa zviri kuitika kumusha zvinongobata munhu wese hazvina basa kuti uri kunze kwenyika here kana kuti uri munyika nekuti vanotumira dzimari vane hama neshamwari vari kumusha zvinoita kuti vanga vachida kuona kuti vanhu vagara zvakanaka here vagadzirisika here vachiti iwo kuti vakwanise kuenda kumusha kunobatana nevanenge vachiratidzira zvinhu zvinonetsa nekuti zvinoda mari dzendege kuti vafambe kubva munyika dzavanenge vagere vari muSouth Africa vanoti vainge vaine chido chokupinda muZimbabwe kunobatana nevairatidzira musi wa16 asi pawakanzwa kuti hazvina kuzobvumidzwa nemapurisa zvichienda mberi nemimwe nemamwe marali kana matemo anga achida kuitwa kubva musi wemande havana kuzokwanisa kunge vachipinda mukuratidzira ikoko ndo nyaya dzatoda kuti kurukure kuti imi munoonawo sei nekwamuri pindai muchirongwa ndechenyu
Yeah, kunjalo ke mfowethu Baba Chonga. We hear that our first guest is in, and that is Mr. Philip Kaule of ZANU-PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the show, sir.
Evening, my brother, Gift, and you today.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And we hear that there are some people in ZANU-PF who are saying that they're actually making claims, that some people in the diaspora are actually fueling the crisis back home. They are actually allegedly supporting the MTC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa and saying people should go on the streets and all those kind of things. Is this really coming from your party or this is a general thought in Zimbabwe? Mr. Kaule?
Yes, I can hear you, Gibbs.
Yes, yeah, so are you in ZANU-PF actually fueling or I'm trying to say, are you in ZANU-PF thinking that people living in the diaspora are actually fueling the crisis back home?
It's very true indeed. It is also, they are also contributing to that as well. They are also contributing. They are also a contributing factor indeed.
How are they doing that?
They are communicating with people at home, and as it is, you remember, they are the ones, they are always communicating with people at home, since most of the people are relying on them for support, especially they are the ones who are helping them in whatever they need, especially in the form of buying them food and other things like that, and supporting their, as well, some of the children who go to school, who are paid whose school fees are paid by those people who are out there. Especially, may I give an example with people who are migrant workers who are in South Africa? Those people are playing a very, very big role in the, especially in Zimbabwe. Most of the families depend on them. They provide really, especially during this time of. Things are bad here in Zimbabwe. So they are the ones who determine the pace. They tell people here at home what to do, since they rely on them. And they listen to them that much.
Mr. Gaule, somebody I spoke with earlier raised a question that I may also pass on to you. He said that during the Liberation War, many nationalists, including political parties based outside Zimbabwe, the then Rhodesia, were being supported by people in the diaspora. What's new here?
Yeah, it's very true. During that time, but it was wasn't like today, where most of the people are out there in the diaspora. A little was done by people who were out of the country. But remember, there are some of our people really who played a very big role, especially funding and doing all sorts of things for the liberation movement, especially those who were in the diaspora. I remember some people where I was talking to one of my colleagues who was telling me that when they were in London, some guys went during the Liberation War. They were helping these other people at home, and some of them were in the countries where they were camps, refugee camps, and military training, like in Zambia and Mozambique. So it's the same, really, and I feel it is like that.
Yeah, kodwa ke baba gabele ngasikhangela sibili ubona ngazani liyabeli kubona njani lina njengoba phela labantu ba kuzani PF balezihlobo ezingapha. So when abangakutshela bethi baba Kaule yenza lokho ungakwenza ukuthi hlamukela sibili ibandla lakho ungene ku MTC kambe kunjalo kumbe lapha ke sengezimithi kume njani
kona kona abantu bangale tips bale ngqondo neliyana siba nawo siba two siba siba ingqondo zabo seza colonizewa ngamakhiwa nalana abahlala labo abantu bona abana abahlala labo nawo sebelandela nje sebebona kodwa kona kwa ukubona kwabo sebebona kona phezimbabwe izinto zonke zizimbi ngendlela babona ngayo awaye bakhona ungakhohlwa ukuthi ngabantu abana basuka lapha elizweni izinto zisesezimbi ngalesani sikhathi sombuso kamgabe bathi basuka kwabo bazonda bazonda into yabo abakatshintshi njalo iningi labo banjalo basuka nje ngomumona kanomubi baloku bebona ububi kuphela bakabona ubuhle into yabo yonke abayibonayo lapha babona ububi kuphela langakusenzakalani abantu abangakholwayo ukuthi umumulo weZimbabwe uhulumende okhona uzama ukulungisa hatshi ngabantu abakhangela kuphela babone ububi ngemuva ekhaya
hayi siyakuzwa kuhle baba gawule singazikumbi ubaba ujonga ngafisa ukubuza umbuzo khonapha
ndofunga bagawule ndinogona kungobakhandira mvunzo neshona andini makasunungulika yenye wagawule ndizvozvo vagaule vakawanda vari muZimbabwe tichinzwa nema ndikati madhemo angaida kuitwa nebato reMDC tiri kuona vari kutaura nevanonyora pamadande mutande pamasocial media vari kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vari kupindira zvakanyanya munyaya dzemafambisirwo ezvinhu kumusha kuburikidza nekukurudzira vanhu kuti vapinde mumigwagwa vachiratidzira against the government also nekutumira mari dzekuti vawane mari dzekudhinda maposta kutenga matishirt nezvimwe zvakadaro imiwo sebato rezanu PF muri kuona sei nyaya iyo
inini ndiri kuzoona kuti ichokwadi zvinhu zvakadai ndizvo zvokuitika vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vamwe vacho vakabva kuno kuZimbabwe havana kubva nekufara nokuda kwavo vakabva kunoku kuZimbabwe vechitidza madambudziko aripo ange iripo hurumende yamugabe vanhu vacho havana kuchinja vabva vaona kushata chete kwezvinhu kumusha sekusiya kwavo nyika vechienda kunotsvaga mabasa ikoko vari kurarama but sekuona kwangu kupfunga kwavo kwangu kunofanana nevarungu vacho ivovo vari ikoko ivo vazhinji vacho vari kuona kuti kumusha uku vanhu vanongovechera kuti haiwa ngatibvisei hurumende yezanu pf chete ndiyo ndiyo vari kuimba nzivo imwe chete yokuti haiwa vanhu kuti zvinhu zvinake kumusha ngavabvise hurumende yezanu pf ndokufunga kwavo havana kufunga kwekuti iye zvino vamunangagwa vapinda kuti vagadzirise zvanga zvakashata izvi kuti tibetserane navo vari kudhiaspora uko vatsigire hurumende yedu iripo tiite mabasa edu titsigirana sevanhu vezimbabwe kuti musha wedu unake vadzoke kumusha toda kuti vese vafunge kuti kumusha ndiko kwakanaka kuti vauye vagadzirise kumusha kuti vadzoke vauye kuti vazobetsera vechiita zvese vanenge vachifunga vanofanira kufunga kuti nyika yedu inoda kugadziriswa so tiri mamwe chete takabatana tiri vanhu sevana vezimbabwe but ivo manje vari kukonzeresa kuti zvinhu zvishate munyika vanhu vafunge zvavari kufunga ivo ndivo nemhaka kuti ndivo vari kuvasapota ndivo vari kuvatsigira vachivapa zvinhu vachivapa mari yokutenga zvikafu sezvo vanofanira kutendera zvavanofunga ivo
saka muri kuti imi vari kumusha havagone kuzvifungira vega here vagaule
vari kumusha vanozvifungira but nyaya iripo ndeyekuti iyo vacho pachivanhu chedu munhu ane chinhu anova munhu kuchivanhu chedu vazhinji vacho vabereki vanotendera munhu ane chinhu kana ane mwana ari kudhiaspora ene mari achivatumidzira mari vanotendera zvese zvanotaurwa nemwana wacho iyoyo kana kuri munhu ane chinhu akapfuma mufemili vanongoti munhu uyu kana akataura even kana taura marabishi vanongoti zvese zvivinhuvanotora zvese izvozvo ndizvo zvinokonzeresa zviri kukonzeresa maproblems akawanda nemhava kuti vanhu vane ivo vacho vanosapota vanobetsera tokumbira mari iye zvino hatina chikafu hatina zvakadai mari yechikoro vobhadhara voti moita zvakati zvakati Ehe, vanotevera izvozvo.
Saka ndozvoita kuti vaiswe pazvirango. Batai henyu vagaule. Tisati taenda kumuteereri tina vaCharles Mutama vanove sachigaro webranch yeMDC muno mudunhu reMaryland, Virginia, DC. Vari parunhare todzoka kwamuri iye zvino izvi vaMutama. Regai timunzwa muteereri. Hallo? Hallo? Hello? I think we have lost the caller. Hello?
Let's go back to yes, Mr. Mutama.
Mr. Mutama,
yeah,
yes.
Mr. Mutama, welcome to the program, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, welcome to the program, Mr. Mutama. Yeah, so is that Mr. Mutama or our caller? Mr. Mutama?
Oh, it's the caller.
Hello?
Yeah, Taura Itinzwe.
I don't know what the influence is coming from the people who are on the top. They are probably out to marry in Kubakira, because one of the Babika, one like a chamber. And not outside, one of our eligible, but Kanamana is in the Shanna to Chumi and Marie Kuagari. Maria Chen is able to run Shanna with the series. Zuas knows Kota and Sarahonga, where the road is able to access from Hindi, and if I'm with you, I saw Sarahuano Jacob. You want a Rubrika Marosa Rubrika Mari, Pasa into Buddha, Pajas. Zuas no Kota, everything. You watch right, you are now going to one night and leave a house. And what are they doing here? So, if you are in DC, you are outside, you are for work. Let all of them come back so that we resolve this case in Zimbabwe. Because you are good, they are enjoying the green process today. They are watching in DC, so they must come back, both of them. Because you are one side, you are the NDC, they are also because you are one of my friends. They are also saying that the individuals are going to be affected. So all of them are going to be an NPC. They must come back to Zimbabwe so that you can resolve the country case. They are also causing that.
Thank you so much. Is it the end of
the Zimbabwe.
Maita basa mkanya morara zvakanaka.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gibbs. What Mkoma Joseph Mukanya has just said is that both ZANU-PF and MDC are part of this problem. He says Mr. Gaule should not only point to MDC children who are outside the country. ZANU-PF officials, they also have children outside the country who are sending money and they're also assisting in all the printing of banners and all that in the country. So they should, both of them, they should bring back their children to this.
Yeah. So let's hear from Mr. Charles Mutama, who is the MDC chairperson for DC, Maryland, Virginia region. Mr. Mutama, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Yeah, fine. How are you? So tell us this accusation that people living in the diaspora actually supporting the opposition like you, and you are fueling problems back home. How true can that be?
It's true in the sense that we are members of the MDC. That one is very true. Most of the people in the diaspora are members or support the MDC. That's very accurate. But what is not accurate is that we are fueling unrest in Zimbabwe. What we are doing is we are encouraging our members in Zimbabwe to exercise their democratic and constitutional rights to demonstrate through a collaboration or solidarity where we hold demonstrations wherever we reside. In Washington, D.C., we had our own demonstration, which happened at the same time when the demonstration in Harare was supposed to occur. Unfortunately, for our colleagues in Harare, they were not allowed to demonstrate because of the draconian legislation that is used by ZANU-PF and its and the institutions of the state that it has captured. So yes, we are in solidarity with our brothers and sisters who organized the demonstration on Friday, merely because we are members of the same political party. And then in general, members of the or Zimbabweans in the diaspora support the demonstrations because they are also suffering in terms of how they are supporting families back home. That's one reason why Zimbabweans in the diaspora will support an MDC-led demonstration. The other point that will facilitate that support or encouragement of demonstration by the MDC, by the diaspora, is the fact that the so-called new dispensation did not allow the diaspora to vote. If the so-called new dispensation was genuine in its reforms, political reforms, then it was going to extend that right to the diaspora to vote. So the diaspora can see through the deception of this regime that it is not genuine by not allowing it to vote in this past election.
Uh-huh.
And the diaspora therefore feels the past elections were not inclusive. And there's a justification therefore for the diaspora to support the Movement for Democratic Change to call for economic, political reform.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mutama. Thank you so much. You end there at this moment with you.
We have a caller.
Don't go away. We've got a caller.
Yes, Tinemu Shama. Tinemu Tereri. Hello?
Yes, Baba.
Hey, there now.
Ndi Johannes Matambo.
Mkoma Johannes Matambo.
Oh.
Murukona murukupi mkoma?
Ndi ku Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. Nyayama inzuka eri mudariro.
Tinondi rukwaza angu watungamire wedi wezano awaka. Waneta sekutu wanoda wanu kere. Asi, wasinga wani. Chikonze ila daro. Ino zi, nubo pe, mkanani zi, muno Mzimbabwe, mune shikora ndi.
Yeah.
Asi wana wawo, awai muba muno Mzimbabwe. Zore razi za kuti, muno mamuna shikora. Zikoro zao, zili au. Sino zaati pomani. Awaribu tizu, wari auti, waribu kondira wani Mzimbabwe, kita strike. Asi wano waribu Zimbabwe, waribu auti au. Iwa waende ere koko kundo ita msanganu nawe koko. Waini endere, ipo kufina wani Zimbabwe. Zeche waribu ni masaputaz aoka. Saka wano dakuti, saidi rao iyo, ni masaputaz ao. Dozo wano farila kuti, iyo ndio wa saputwe cheti. Awa, awa fanilu kusapotwa. Saka wali kuto uraya, mapata anu pijisa nekine neme mpira. Awa duku pijisa pane zonu kwa chida kuita.
Yeah.
Zonu ka, ndo zonu da kutizitwe. Zifinga iwe ni wanu ka, ndo zonu ti ndo zirilu ongu. Zawo yu zinu waza wanu ka, zinu pa kuti wanu wa ite strike. Ndo zonu ti ziri korek.
Yeah.
Saka hao, nyepa wano manja, wano nyepa wapa maredi ya vote, disu patro mbuzunuda wano, nyezidosu wata moyo. Paka wana manja, wano zuhura ere wano. Wano zungotoru, wawa, wasinga zika, nikikuti waenda kutu, wano watorere. Nukutako kuti, wano taula chokwani, chino iwane wano, zimu sungura munu, muupeni wake, zimu faza munu. Iyo ndosu wasinga dimanja, wano kwa kata hizo zesu.
Aiwa regaiti regaiti pewa gaule mkana tinzwe vachipindura Mr. Gaule. Hello Mr. Gaule.
Varikuvadzwana kunyaya kuti kuti vana ndive ku varikunze tivakonzeresa ma problems aripo mamo yaya. Apa ichokwadi bati uyewe mchinda variku uyewe MDC uwe, hariku uwe. Ata ura kuti icho kwa ni, njino fara kujua nyaya katero. Icho kwa ni kuti wa jinsi wacho hariku kondiresa ma problem za kadaro. And mdiyo masapota zifute MDC. Mishire wakuti, zanu pia kuyesi, ina masapota zayo kuzeku yika. Sezo, For example, dokubai mabranch bana mabranch all over Zambia sinawo mabranch kunze kwenyika atibebe kuti ndiyo masupporters MDC chete ari kunze nemasupporters ezanpa pariko but vari kufiwela maproblems aya vanhu veMDC ndiyo vari kukonzeresa maproblems akawanda vachishanda nevanhu vari kumusha uku asi vari kukonzeresa maproblems akawanda.
Ah, thank you so much Mr. Gaule. Mukoma Johannes Matambo maita basa zvikuru.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, let's take another caller.
Yes, this is Dr. Gisle caller of Ekwa and this is what is Loban. Void. Kunjan. Ekwa is Loban, Kunjan Void. Kunjan Void. Hello, caller, we are going to Kunjani. 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 Kunjani.
Yes, maybe we can go to Mr. Mutama. Mr. Mutama, Mr. Gaule is applauding you for coming out clean that you have a hand in what is happening back home. May you respond to that?
Yes, we have a hand in the democratic struggle in Zimbabwe simply because the people have been oppressed for a long time by this regime led by ZANU-PF and lately by this coup government. So we have an obligation as a generation to find our mission and not to betray it. And that mission is to make sure there is democratic reform in Zimbabwe. There is a new economic trajectory in Zimbabwe. So he should not accuse us of causing problems. As a matter of fact, on Friday, the Zimbabwe Republic Police, which gets its instruction from ZANU-PF, is the one which caused the unrest in Zimbabwe and visited the people of Zimbabwe, or the demonstrators in particular, with the violence. And for a long time, ZANU-PF has caused this economic malaise that we are experiencing. The poverty that our parents in Zimbabwe are suffering through and enduring. The lack of water, the lack of electricity, all these maladies are because of ZANU-PF, and that's the reason why people went on the streets, because of corruption, because of the capture of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission by the military, the abuse of the media, ZBC, by ZANU-PF, has blocked all democratic spaces such that people feel the only way now to express themselves is through public expression. And the 16th of August was an opportunity and a platform for people of Zimbabwe to air their concerns. But as usual, this regime, which thrives on suppressing dissent, once again was at heat and brutalized the protesters who were peaceful and nonviolent. So, yes, we will continue with the struggle for democracy in Zimbabwe and the restoration of human rights and human dignity in Zimbabwe. We will support that, and we are proud that we support our fellow compatriots in Zimbabwe who want genuine transformation in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mutama. Stay on the line. Let's see what people are saying on Facebook, Baba Chonga.
Yes.
Kulobusani Mbuso Ntini, uti ama Zimbabweans as South Africa, kwele Botswana le Zambia, kumele bechengisele kuma porters bavale imngele yonke kuti ngcinci isibili. Brighton walazi uti sabona baba Dube long time ye kunjani ngefowethu. Austin Ncube uti linjani bakwethu. I'm watching you from Johannesburg ngise Roodepoort. Kuzobuya ke usalintini uti sifiso sami ukuthi ngibe impukani ifly nje lapho okuhlangabeza okudla hayi ngizayibala bye bye I think kule kulamabala aqileyo. So the kuzobuya ke Brighton uyaphinda njalo uti ye siyamuzuka uliyakhuluma kodwa sizwe ukuthi ukhulumani. Kuzobuya ke uClemens Dube uthi how much does ZANU-PF pay Mr. Gaule to say all these things, so singazi ukuthi bamphathele kombe hachi. Kuzobuya njalo ke uMzingwane Gwebu uthi linjani Dube khona ngapho uloba ndikhona ngapho futhi
ndine vathumira hanzi nemungwana anzi Lydia Mudila anyora pa Facebook yeshona hanzi ZANU-PF step down and see if you won't come back home. Then tine mkoma Brighton Tomuana, even those ve ZANU-PF varikunze varikukonzeresa vanhu kozi azvishande kutumira mari ichishaya chekutenga. Then mukoma Emmanuel Nyakonda, demonstrations won't stop in the diaspora. Zvikana mukoma kudamusere, topic is wrong. We are not causing any problems, but exercising our democratic right to participate in politics of the country. Ndova mwanyora parish nuregati muzwa mtere.
Kukutata iskati, ufuna iskati, ufuna wanduwe patient, singa hapewa chona sisi kuti kazi, sisi kulala, singa bambana, singa mazi mbapo siya wakizi mbapo, lani ya mbuya vuga ya mangenya.
Ye, so ubona nzani po kumele kwenzweni, empilu eni, mwaba kukanya nzani pela lina kutuali ya kubega li kwenze kwa konoko.
Right. Mage mbuya la konapo, ya wana inga hapunga intalandane na lewa nje studio 7 skuluma. Ndibe shoko tu lapho mnanga kola ngikhuluma nje ngaye nje president wethu ukwakhuluma ukuthi hayi nje ngasebenza la madiaspora sokuthi bebe sincedisa kule mali ningi ngena ivela ku UK ku America yethu ithumela noma nanga kwami nje ngayithumela lowa 10,000 5,000 ungabona imali engena ngelanga ngelanga esuka kithi esivela ngaphansi sincedisa ilizwe imali nje shoti yasebenza la elizweni kwapha so kodwa ke mina ngikwami ngibona nani okumsindo lokhala ukuthi uvela ngale la ngale hayi
I'm not going to be patient.
So gabakini sele siyasondela lonke singena sihlabantwana abakhona lesifundisayo sinesoko sikhamba lati siyabonke sikhamba siyadikihlo senduka sibuyela futhi eBotswana so kunjalo angiqinisele nje kuphela kuzalunga.
Thank you so much Jabo Nkulu Mpofu ungathola kusasa mfowethu.
Ngiyabonga bangani bami.
So according to Mr. Mpofu, you know, participating in these political issues is a democratic process, nothing else.
Nothing else. Okay, I think let me go to Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule?
Yes.
Yes, we saw yesterday the European Union, America, Canada, and Australia condemning openly the way the government handled the August 16 demonstrations and also what happened later, what followed, like in Ulawayo, Gweru, Mashingo, and I also understand that tomorrow, police in Mutarif banned the demonstrations penciled for tomorrow. And also at the same time, SADC is quiet on that. What do you say about that?
I think it's very, that one is a very good question. These people, that is interference. They are interfering with the affairs of our country. And that is, Zimbabwe is a sovereign state. And really, we rely much on our neighbors who know better than people who are out there in America or wherever. These are being controlled by their masters who are out there. But for the, our as it is, as SADC, you remember, I think for these are our neighboring countries who we rely on, especially countries like South Africa. We trade with South Africa. Almost 70% of our trade is with South Africa. And really, these are the people who can say whatever they want. Because most of our people, as we speak right now, they are in South Africa. They are migrant workers there in South Africa. So South Africa is getting our burden. And South Africa is helping us to build our country, to build our economy. And at the same time, these neighboring countries as well as these African countries, they are calling for the removal of sanctions, which is good. which is good for our nation. And then let's all, as Zimbabweans and whoever is out there who doesn't like us, even then, even Western countries, they must really do away with the sanctions so that we move forward as a nation.
But is there something that the government cannot do to make sure that, these sanctions are removed? Because to some people, it's something very easy just to abide by whatever these people who impose sanctions are calling for.
I think we need to do some of these things and gradually we are moving on in the government. And remember, in this new government that is led by Gomez Mnangagwa, this new dispensation, there are a lot of things that people must learn to appreciate that have been implemented by this new government, especially the atmosphere that has been created, especially what we witnessed during the elections, the general elections. Elections were free and fair in the history of this country. This was for the first time. And people must learn to appreciate that. That come 2023, we expect something far much better than what we witnessed in the previous elections. And really, we are making progress. And why can people say, yeah, this is excellent, this is really wonderful, and opening up the space, and people are free to discuss. Unlike before, when people were discussing politics, they used to turn around and see who is closer to me and who is listening, and probably get themselves into trouble. But this is no longer there. Then the atmosphere is, has been created by this new government, this new dispensation. Let's support this government and give this government time to really do more in terms of creating more democratic space.
Yes, yeah, bo, Baba Kabule, still bo, meko napo, still bo, Baba Peku, when call a kunjan void. Yeah, kunma lwani.
Kunma lomtunga.
Ye mtunga akutsho ukuthi wena ngwakho khonapho lapho khona uzonjani ngaba abantu besithi lina elihlala emazweni yini lengani lenkinga lisabisekela kakhulu amabandla aphikisayo njalo liyatshotshozela ukuthi kube lodlakela ekhaya wena kuphatha njani khona.
Yeah, I think mina ngithi ngiyakhangela mina mbona ngani elizweni lapha kunzima and ilizwe leli shall continue crying as crisis continue. Okukhona lapha ukuqakathekile ukuthi people should learn to stand for the truth, bemele iqiniso. Angithi ukwanise uku-identify i-problem. Ungakwanisa uku-identify i-problem, uzakwanisa ukuyisolva i-problem. But ungehlule ku-identify i-problem, kuzaba nzima. Kufana ukuthi nxa ungakwazi ulamingela amehlo abonayo ameva enyaweni, uzaba ngiluthini? Uzalimaza unyawo lonke lokhu udinga ameva. Angithi kumbe uyale doctor uhlinza umuntu, awukwazi ukubona i-problem tikwini, uzafika wenzeni phakathi khonale.
Yeah.
So qakathekileyo is to spot the problem and solve that problem amicably. I think kumele sikufunde lokho eZimbabwe, kakhulu kakhulu konke lokho kwe-EMA ngaphi ekumeleni iqiniso kuphela nje, not i-patronage but ukumela iqiniso. Yeah, noNkulunkulu uzasithanda, asibuzise, asikhanyisele, asiqinise futhi. Yeah, asikufundeni lokho. Okunye abadala bayehluleka, ubone silubi khathi abadala bayehluleka ayikwini izinto ezingaka. So asemeleni iqiniso, ilizwe leli ngalabantu bonke njengamacimbi esesihlahleni.
Yeah. So kodwa wena ngubona kwakho sibili kathi singapho useZimbabwe kumbe uhlala ngapha?
Mina ngiseZimbabwe.
Ye, khonapho nxa usukhangela wena ngubona kwakho, ubona ngani laba abahlala ngapha emazweni balincedisa njani ukuthi litshengisele kumbe lenze konye okutshiyeneyo? Umuntu ohlala ngapha ngakutshela ethi babagijima mtungwa wenza lokho nalokho, kuyayenza khonokho?
Hayi, mbonani, of course la nxa benga-encourage lokho, kodwa okukhona kuvele bona abantu abaseZimbabwe la locally bayadubeka, yibo abasemalahleni abatshayo. Angithi at the same time bacommunicate labantu abaphanda and kodwa abazwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngabakhona. That's why even le mzimba yabo uyabona phethe imzimba le yabanye abantu imzimba yakhona is ailing. Yeah. Abakho buthelezi bakhanti basehlupheni. Yeah. Yibo abazi ubuhlungu.
Yeah, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu. Sibonga kakhulu Mtunga. Ungathina kusasa baba.
I don't understand.
Yeah, so Mr. Mtunga is saying that it is really good for people to stand up for their rights and fight, you know. And he says, of course, they get some encouragement from people outside who can say something to you and suggest one or two things. But it doesn't mean that you always take everything.
Action. I mean, line and sinker. Whatever so, they send.
That's right. So he says, well, they communicate with the people, and that's it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe let's hear from Mr. Mutama. Wa Mutama?
Yes, Wajonga.
Yes. Also, panyaye ku ratizira, we've heard from the police in Harare, Bulawayo, Gweru, Mashingo, and Mutare, that the demonstrations cannot proceed as planned because of previous records where the MDC members have ended up being violent, destroying property, and also injuring people. What's your take on that?
So what I can tell you, Mr. Kanemir, is that the decision by the police is a political decision. It's not a professional decision at all. Because based on the experiences, just on Friday, evidence is awash of protesters who were sitting down. And on August 1st last year, evidence is awash of bystanders, not even protesters, who were shot in the back by soldiers. And no protester was engaged in any public act of violence or vandalism. So it is not correct to blame the MDC on any act of violence that might have occurred or vandalism. But the demonstrations that I am aware of that were organized after the election and even before the elections by the MDC were peaceful, and they started from Africa Union Square, and people marched to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission offices peacefully and non-violently, led by President Nelson Chamisa. So I am not sure, not aware of any demonstration which was led by the MDC which turned violent. The only violence that I know that occurred was against MDC protesters on Friday. And MDC members, by set apparatus that have been unleashing an orgy of violence on our members ever since the party was started in 2000, simply because we are opposing ZANU-PF. If you oppose ZANU-PF, you become an enemy of the state, you become a sellout, and if you manage to attract support from outside the country, you become a sellout. ZANU-PF has expropriated and privatized patriotism. The MDC is a patriotic party. It seeks genuine political reform and democracy in Zimbabwe. It is set in goodwill and in good faith in all its political activities. Whereas ZANU-PF is not acting in good faith, ZANU-PF wants to continue holding on to power and will label anyone who comments on its shortfalls in governance as someone who is interfering, someone who is up to causing chaos and unrest in Zimbabwe. It's very curious that the communique from the European Union is being regarded as mischievous. I thought our Foreign Affairs Minister S.B. Moyo was on a journey for international re-engagement. The problem with the ZANU-PF is if you want international re-engagement, there are parameters and guidelines where you can be readmitted into the international community of, or the community of nations. It is through good governance and democracy. So ZANU-PF simply needs to bring through and with other political parties comprehensive electoral reform.
Let's hear from Mr. Gaule, Mr. Mtama. Yeah, just hold on. Let's hear from Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule.
Yes. I hear him. The thing is, it's not like that in this new arrangement, in this new dispensation. This is a government led by a president, a listening president, and a president who would like to see a change. Even in these draconian laws that you were talking about, some of these people were talking about, and this is the exactly what the president would want Zimbabwe to be, and that is why the president is always singing a song that Zimbabwe is open for business, that we are prepared to engage the international community and work together. Remember, those people in the diaspora, please, you are not; they are still living in the past. We are in the new dispensation now, and they must all come and forward and support the new government. I know that some of them are MDC activists, but we mustn't be partisan when it comes to rebuilding our country. We need to work together as Zimbabweans, and we all what we need to do is to contribute our part towards the building our country, reviving our economy. This is exactly what I saw. And this is blame game must come to an end. That we blame each other for no good reasons at all. But remember, if then we must come to a negotiating table as Zimbabweans and really find our way as we move on together than blaming each other. But if there are some people who are dragging their feet, who want to sit down and negotiate, and would want to go to the streets and demonstrate, what is it that we are going to achieve by getting into the streets and destroying property? But remember, what do we do in the past? We are learning from the past that people like Joshua Nkomo, Mugabe sat down and, you know, remember the situation of the past. But they managed to come together. And remember, in this previous inclusive government, Tsvangirai and MDC and ZANU-PF, we came together, and that was achieved even then. Now, why can't we come together again as Zimbabweans and really crystallize our ideas and then move on as a nation?
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Gaule. Sibona abantu abakhona lapha ku Facebook, umzingwane umzingaye Gwebu uthi sesizwile ngokuhlupheka emazweni, siphila ngokuhamba sibaleka. Uzobuya ke usikhumbuzo umlalazi uthi the social animal engumuntu inzima, izwe elihle elinjengeZimbabwe ungamangala ukuthi kwangenani bakithi lokhu kunzima. Umbuso wentini uthi khona listening and understanding comprehension are two distinct things. Singazuthi lapha kwadiphendula ubani. Usindo N. Mandlovu uthi Zimbabwe is open for business. Abe sefaka lokho ama emojis abantu abahleka kubi. Uhleko uzukhala inyembezi. So ke aphinda athi firstly, end your brutalization of innocent people and admit your mistakes. Uyakhuluma ke lapha ke Usindo. Ye ulobani khona lapho ke ukhona
tina wanonzi mukoma ndi anze Lydia Mudila vanyora zvakare anze a listening president who bans protests. Ndofunga vari kupindura pari kunzi nava Gaule president Mnangagwa is a listening president. Then Brighton Tomuana anze Mnangagwa does not like change. Then Emmanuel Nyakonda anze terrorism in your own country. Then Lydia Dzoka zvakare abductions almost every day. Ndo vamwe vanhu vatiinavo pano. Then ndiye nemumwe futi mumwe angobvunza chete kuti why. And then Nicholas Amoni Goto anzi use English. Regai tidaro ndofunga tiri kuedza kusanganisa mitauro yese. Vagoto vari kuti use English asanisai chirungu asi tiri kuedza kusanganisa vese vanhu vanzwe
kunjalo kakhulu.
Ndizvozvo.
So ke sibuyele kuba Gaule ngesindebele lapha. Baba Gaule, xa sisihlangene sibila ntuyezi abantu bangani bajingathinga ingakukhulu ngakhona ukuthi akuhambi kuhle into eziningi kwele Zimbabwe, njalo kuyavinjwa khonoku kutshengisela. Babuze ukuthi khonoku njengoba kukhuluma sithi kulo rhulumente omutsha, umutsha ngaliphi njengoba bathi ufanana nje lalo owayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe, rhulumente wangkhona kuzobuya lalona futhi okaSmith, bathi vele kuyafanana into ezifanana lezi. Xa ukuthi uncindezelwa ngumuntu akukho kunye. So akubaphendula abantu ngamafishane khona.
Ngithanda ukukhuluma uMtungwa ubeke kuhle ubaba uMtungwa uthena asike sishiye ukuthi si supporta lapha ama amabandla ezombusazwe. Kodwa sikhangele imiqinisa liliqinisa. Sihlonipheni nabalaleli ngokuzama ukuthi sikhangele izinto njengezinto zinjalo. Mina into engiyikhangelayo umuntu engathi kaboni intshintsho kuhulumende lokhona. Ngizambona ukuthi ngumuntu oleyinye into ayijongileyo. Ngoba lapho esiphuma khona, lapho sivela khona, bekunzima. Izinto zonke zezifile. Ubaba uMnankagwa uyeyirithe i-economy efileyo. Ebhazaleleyo eGibbs ecubile inkomo ibhazaleli yeyirithe uMnankagwa and you expect ukuthi inkomo ecubile leyi uyinike ispeed ukuthi iziqine izihambe inyathele ihambe ivuke phansi lapho lele khona nxa kungazo simanga seneso ukuthi abantu bafuna ukuthi into yakho namhla ihlithi uMnankagwa ibambile namhla isigijima hayi ngizwele sikhuluma esebhotswana sithi hayi asivumeni ukuthi izinto lezi zimele zenziwe sibekezelele uhulumende okukhona simbone ukwehluleka kwakhe singamehlulekisi engakehluleki basimpheni thuba ngoba into le kwakha lokudiliza kulula kodwa kwakha kunzima yikho esikhona esibangeni lesi umthuli wakhuluma kuhle wathena ijaka lokumnqobela athi lona kunama austerity measures azaba khona azaba buhlungu sifakha ilizwe lethu leli kodwa ekugcineni lana kungaba umhlelo njengokubeletha kodwa ekugcineni kuyizinto zizaba khona yikho esikumele ukuthi sibone ukuthi labe siya khona kuyikho yini.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu baba Gawule. Sicela ubambe khona lapho ngayikatshana wothi sithathe ke ubaba secingweni kulo manje sizokuthi silobani mfowethu kunjani icingweni kwakho. Yes, sondela efonini yakho ukuthi sikuzwe mnandi. Ngikhuluma lobani?
Khuluma Zulu.
Yes, Zulu uyaphila.
Ngiyaphila kwabanjani?
Siyaphila kodwa ifoni yakho ngani yakheleza? Ungaphi uphakathi kwendlu kumbe uphandle?
Ngizindlini bangisele zindla iku.
Ya, kase sengcono. Ye, phosela kho lapho. Amafishane sebe.
Ya, ngiyamuzwa lo baba ukuthi bathi awule ngiyamuzwa indlela esiphila ngakhona emazweni xa kuthi asenze izinto ekhaya hayi kusiphathi kahle ngoba asikaboni umandwani nje singathi yalunga ekhaya hayi sibone ukuthi kulungile.
So ke kuthiwa lina yini phela liphehla umsindo khona ngale khaya yini lilumathe izinto eziningi. So ke ngiyakwenza khona.
Hayi akulandile lokufuna ke vele ukuthi ubona ngoba kina sinobuhlungu nabantu basana bavuba nobuhlungu kodwa nje wethu
ah iphone yakho mzala iphone yakho mzala ngkwathi yenza njani so ingani yaskipa skipa so angkwathi yeah the phone but all what it was saying is that people are not fueling problems back home but maybe they are doing that for the sake of their own people back home you know.
And that is what Mr. Mutama had said earlier, yeah. That because they have relatives and they also contribute to the economy, they have a say in whatever is happening in Zimbabwe.
Yeah. So, Mr. Mutama, on that note, that you are actually involved in the democratization of Zimbabwe. So, at the same time, can we sincerely claim that you are causing all this havoc?
Yes, we are causing havoc in terms of fighting poverty and fighting tyranny, fighting load shedding, fighting corruption. Yes, we are causing havoc on the havoc that is being brought upon us by ZANU-PF so-called new dispensation. We have an obligation as citizens of Zimbabwe to fight poverty, to fight misgovernance, to fight oppression, to fight the state capture of our institutions by ZANU-PF. It's an obligation that we should not absolve ourselves from that responsibility. So, yes, I can safely say that I am fulfilling that obligation as a member of the diaspora community to make sure that Zimbabwe becomes a habitable country where there is dignity for every citizen in terms of employment, decent employment, decent jobs, in terms of political rights, and even for the diaspora, they can contribute economically and politically. They can contribute in the elections. They can stay in the diaspora. They can go back to Zimbabwe. It's their choice. It's a constitutional right. It's a universal right to belong in the diaspora or to move back and forth. But as the members of the diaspora, we still need to contribute in the politics of Zimbabwe. We still need to contribute in the economy of Zimbabwe. We cannot be told that you need to assist the so-called new dispensation in the economic reconstruction that one Ijim Nangagwa is doing, while ignoring the political effects on the ground where our rights are being trampled on, our electoral rights to choose leaders of our choice as the diaspora, our electoral rights to choose the leader who can set Zimbabwe on a new path or a new trajectory towards real transformation and social justice. And that president is Advocate Nelson Chamisa. So, yes, we have that obligation to assist our fellow leaders who are in Zimbabwe, who are working day and night to make sure that those rights that we have in terms of our constitution are restored in Zimbabwe.
Yes, I was cool. Thank you so much, and stay on the line.
Yes, Mr. Gaule.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There are some people also who are accusing your party, ZANU-PF, of causing or fermenting violence, especially after your youth wing had said that it was going to make sure that the MDC demonstrations of the 16th of August were not going to go ahead as planned. And we saw ZANU-PF youths gathering in Harare on the Thursday before the Friday marches. And the youths gathered in Harare on the pretext that they were going to learn about farming. But to some people, they said ZANU-PF was preparing to crash the MDC marches. How should a party involve itself in the security of a country, that is the police, and if the police fails, there is army? Why your youths involve themselves in that?
This is some of these things are true, especially when it comes to the situation that is prevailing in our country at the moment, that the war between MDC Alliance and ZANU-PF. And there are some people who want to agree and to accept the fact that Emmerson Mnangagwa is the president of this country. And that one is a bit problematic, especially when Nelson Chamisa is masquerading as a president of a country, as if Zimbabwe has two presidents. Zimbabwe has got only one president. And Nelson Chamisa, the MDC must learn to accept that President Mnangagwa is the president of this country, period. And then this is the fight that is going on and is caused by MDC. It is too political. And this all what was happening here is this demonstration. They're not demonstrations, not demonstrations. These are demonstrations that are caused by MDC with a hidden agenda. And remember, some of the leaders were addressing meetings. We know that, especially the youth. They came out in the open to tell, to say they were organized to go and do A, B, C, D. And it's there on record. And this is exactly that is the work of the MDC. And we cannot run away from that. And therefore, as a party, the party youth cannot sit idle.
Thank you, Mr. Gaule. Thank you. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Charles Mutama, MDC branch chairperson, DC, Maryland, and Virginia region here in USA, and former Jolocho Senator, Mr. Pilif Gaule. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Nani Jonga Kandemiri saying thank you to all those callers who managed to get in the program, and also those who are still expecting to get through. There's another chance tomorrow. Mrara Shakanaka.